The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Tuesday, April 3, 2012, and Presidential Release Number 405. We are getting ready for our national convention. The time for creating the program will be over in a few weeks. It is time to get your registration made for convention, buy your banquet tickets, and if you want them, also your tickets for the barbecue. It is also time to get a hotel room reserved at the hotel in Dallas, Texas. We'll have rooms available. We're holding a block of rooms until the 1st of June. After that time, if there are rooms available, perhaps you can get them, but we don't hold a reservation past that time. So it's desirable to get your reservation made at the hotel. It's the Hilton Anatole Hotel in Dallas, Texas, and the telephone number is 214-761-7500. The registration is $25 before convention and $30 once you get there. The banquet ticket is $50 before convention or $60 when you get there. Barbecue tickets, I believe, are $40 before convention and $45 once you get there. So it's much less expensive to get your tickets and your registration now. You can do it on our website. And you go to the usual place, www.nfb.org, and I think you go to registration, if I remember right, /registration, and there you are. You can register for the convention and get these tickets as well. Desirable to do it as soon as you can. Some people come to the convention and want to exhibit things. Exhibitors come to the convention and they, if they want to have an exhibit space in the exhibit hall, get to pay for the exhibit space. And we have sent information to the exhibitors that we know might want to come. If the affiliates want a table in the exhibit hall, it is most desirable to get that information to us before we get to convention time, which means in the next month or so. So any affiliate that would like to have a table in the convention hall, please let us know in the next few weeks. You can get a hold of Melissa Kobolinski. Melissa Kobolinski works here. She is managing the exhibit hall this year. The telephone number, as you know, is 410-659-9314. And her extension is 2423. So if you want space in the exhibit hall, let Melissa Kobolinski know. There is no charge for affiliates. We are short on space in the exhibit hall. We used to offer space for people who are chapter presidents. If you're a chapter president and you want to use table space, persuade your state president that you should be able to share the table that is given to the affiliate, because we don't have space in the exhibit hall for chapters these days. It's going to be an exciting time at the convention. I don't have all of the plans made for the convention program yet, but we're collecting that information. The objective is to have the agenda for the convention ready to go sometime near the end of May, near the beginning of June, and that means that I have to have all convention information in hand by the 1st of May in order for us to get everything together. So if you have anything you want in the agenda, please let me know by the end of April, the 1st of May, because we're putting the final agenda together at that time so that we can have it available for you. We'll put it out electronically sometime in the early part of June, and we'll have it available in Braille at convention and in print. So if you want the convention agenda to have anything in it, please get it to me in the next 4 weeks. On the last presidential release, I talked about the Michigan Commission for the Blind and how it was that the governor had issued an executive order eliminating the Commission for the Blind from state government and reorganizing state government so that the functions of the commission would be managed by somebody else. I am pleased to be able to say that the pressure that has come to the governor's office has caused the governor to announce that that particular executive order would be withdrawn. I think that the governor will be issuing another executive order, so I think that the plan is not quite as simple as saying that the argument is finished, but I do believe that the executive order that may be coming will be better than the last one. In other words, the argument goes forward, but at least there is some capacity to get some information into the governor's office now about the importance of programs for the blind and saving those programs from the destruction that might have come with the implementation of the current executive order. Larry Posant has been leading this argument in Michigan and has done well, and Fred Wurzel, who has previously been president in Michigan, has been assisting with this. I appreciate the work of all the folks in Michigan who have been diligently pursuing trying to save programs for the blind in the state. We've had some people from around the country help with this, but I want to tell you that some progress in Michigan has occurred since our last presidential release went out. We've had a convention of the National Federation of the Blind of Tennessee. We have a new president there. James Brown has become president. And so that is an excellent step forward in Tennessee. I think that we're coming together in Tennessee. Kim Williams has done a good job in Tennessee, and she is working with James to build programs in Tennessee. I appreciate the good work that Kim Williams has done, and I look forward to the work that she and James Brown will do together in Tennessee. I think I reported that Karen Kenninger has become the director of the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped of the Library of Congress on a previous release. She was appointed to that position. She has now taken up the duties of that position. She was director of programs for the blind in the state of Iowa. She has not worked with the organized blind movement much, but we'll see how things go with her taking over. I believe that she is the first blind person to take this position, and I wish her well in it. We have some items coming up here at the National Federation of the Blind headquarters in Baltimore. Our Access Technology Training Group, the team of people who work on that, will be conducting a Train the Trainers seminar, which will take place from May 9 to May 11 of this year. It is designed to provide technology trainers and content creators with the information they need about the powerful tools available so that blind people and those with limited vision can succeed in their endeavors to use computer technology. To meet this goal, the training will provide hands-on involvement of screen-accessed software, Braille transcription, DAISY ebook, tactile graphics creation, and iOS devices, note takers, and low vision solutions, as well as other tools. We'll cover all of that in a meeting that will happen here. On June 8, we are conducting an inclusive publishing of ebook system training at the national headquarters. The DAISY Consortium will host a conference to consider challenges of inaccessibility in ebook publishing platforms. many experts in the education, technology, and policy fields have been invited. It is critical that the blind not miss out on the incredible new opportunities provided by the increasing number of books and other publications now available in electronic formats. So May 9 through 11 and June 8 are these technology training courses that are coming up, and if you need more information about them or you want to participate in them, get a hold of Ann Taylor, who is our Director of Access Technology here, and her phone number is 410-659-9314, extension 2413. We have a couple of announcements here from our Strategic Initiatives Department. Each year at the National Convention, the Public Relations Committee meets to develop strategies to increase awareness of the National Federation of the Blind and of our positive philosophy of blindness in local and national media. The meeting of the Public Relations Committee is open to all, so if you would like to attend, please do so. We are asking that all affiliates send at least one representative to the Public Relations Committee, which will take place on Monday, July 2nd, from 1 to 3 p.m. Please check the convention agenda when it is made available to find out the location of the meeting. Important topics that will be discussed include how affiliates and chapters can generate their own press releases and use social media outlets like Twitter and Facebook to raise funds, recruit members, and spread the truth about blindness and blind people. If you would like more information about the meeting, you may get a hold of the person who chairs this committee, Chris Danielson. He works here at the national headquarters. The telephone number is 410-659-9314, extension 2330. Or you can send an email to C. Danielson, that's C-D-A-N-I-E-L-S-E-N, at nfb.org. We have issued a press release lately about Florida State University, which says that it has resolved litigation with students and the National Federation of the Blind about accessibility of the educational programs at Florida State. And this is located in Tallahassee. It says two students who are blind, Chris Toth and Jamie Principato, have resolved a lawsuit brought by the students and by the National Federation of the Blind over inaccessible educational classes. The students claim that there was discrimination in violation of state and federal disability laws, including a failure to offer reasonable accommodation for their disability and lack of availability of access technology. They were unable to complete courses related to their academic majors. Without admitting any liability or wrongdoing, the university has agreed to pay each of the students $75,000 in settlement of their claims and to work on making courses accessible to all students. The university will examine technology-based instructional materials currently in use for accessibility compliance and ensure accessibility in future software and hardware purchases. That is one of the press releases that we have distributed in recent time. We have also issued a press release which says that the National Federation of the Blind has endorsed a piece of legislation, H.R. 4087, the Prescription Drug Labeling Promotion Act of 2012. This legislation introduced by Congressman Edward Markey, a Democrat of Massachusetts, is intended to ensure that people who are blind or who have print disabilities have full access to the information included on their prescription drug labels. The legislation calls for the Secretary of Health and Human Services to create a working group consisting of stakeholders such as representatives of organizations of the blind, which will develop and propagate best practices standards on access to prescription drug label information for blind, visually impaired, and print disabled people. This also is a press release that has been distributed by our Strategic Initiatives Department. Anil Lewis says, "We are fighting a good fight in our struggle for fair wages for people with disabilities. Let us keep it up. Currently, we have 63 co-sponsors of H.R. 3086. Please continue to contact your member of Congress until your member agrees to be a co-sponsor. We have a growing list of over 45 supporting organizations. Help us identify additional partners in our effort to secure fair wages by sending a list of organizations in your area that support our Fair Wages for Workers with Disabilities legislation. You can contact Anil Lewis at alewis, that's A-L-E-W-I-S, at nfb.org, or you can call at 410-659-9314, extension 2374. In addition to getting hold of your member of Congress, we need to record the stories of people who have experienced sub-minimum wage employment. Please contact Anil Lewis if you know of somebody who is currently employed or somebody who has previously been employed at sub-minimum wages so that we can get this information. There are those who are asserting that they know what is best for us. We cannot afford to allow them to speak for us. I encourage you to visit the NFB homepage to read the letter that went to the House of Representatives in support of H.R. 3086. I wrote this letter. Our voices will be heard if we insist. There are those who say, if we insist that blind people have an opportunity for fair wages, that is, the same minimum wage available to sighted people, where will Sammy go? There's a brochure that has been distributed saying that Sammy will have to sit at home with no place to go if employers are expected to pay the minimum wage to blind people in the same way that they're expected to pay it to everybody else. And I'm telling you that if they're paying sub-minimum wages, I'm not sure that you can call that employment at all. So please get your members of Congress to support H.R. 3086 and let Anil Lewis know that this is happening. Since we last got together on the release, we have had our Youth Leadership Academy. It brought a bunch of blind students here and some teachers, and we exchanged ideas about how to do teaching, and it was a great time. All of this brings me to the end of the presidential release, and I have some of the few endings that people have come to recognize. Fred Wurzel of Michigan says, "Why did the skeleton not go to the prom? He had nobody to go with." Scott LaBar says that his son Alexander asks, "What do you call a smart duck? A wise quacker." Then David Dinoteris of Pennsylvania, "Did you hear about the not-so-bright rehab counselor who had a computer password which was Mickey, Minnie, Pluto, Huey, Louie, Dewey, Donald, Goofy, Sacramento? When asked why he had one that was so long, he said that he was told by the IT department that his password must contain 8 characters and 1 capital."
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland 21230.